Swathers, and welcome back to the HES Character Crew podcast. The goal of this podcast is to do a recap of our character word of the month and give encouragement to our listeners to keep pursuing the pillars. Today's podcast is all about creativity.
Thanks, Liam, for that awesome introduction. This is Mrs. Lafferty again, and first I'm going to let my new group of co-hosts introduce themselves. They are going to each say their name and tell us a place that they like to go that sparks their creativity. Okay, we are going to start right over here with this young lady.
Hello, my name is Zoe, and I get my creativity by the park by my house.
Awesome.
Hi, my name is Rattery, and my place of that sparks my creativity, which is my trampoline.
Love it. Next.
Hi, my name is Briggs, and the place that sparks my creativity is going to my uncle's house in Oklahoma.
Hello, my name is Logan. One place that sparks my creativity is in my dreams.
Hello, my name is Maddox, and a place that sparks my creativity is at an art museum.
Hello, my name is Liam, and a place that sparks my creativity is maybe a museum.
Awesome. Now that you know who we have in the studio today, I'm going to start with our first segment, which we are going to call
Purposeful Pillars.
Okay, let's take a second to review the definition of creativity. All right, everybody, here we go. Creativity is
using your imagination to create something or solve a problem.
This month we talked about creativity. We usually think of creativity as something to do with art or music. But we learned that we can use creativity for many other things.
Yeah, creativity is one of the most important skills for a better future because it is only by imagining new or improved solutions that it is possible to solve our present problems. While more and more of the world becomes automated or automatic, like with robots, creativity is becoming one of the most sought after skills in the workplace because it helps us to think outside the box, innovate, and imagine things in a better way.
We are all born very creative, but as we grow up, it is easy to stop playing pretend and exercising our imagination. This month, we encourage us to do just the opposite. We learned that we have to practice building the muscle of creativity if we are going to use it to solve the big and little problems all around us.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. So true. All right, everybody. We're going to take some time here to talk about and answer some questions about creativity. This first question is for everybody, and I'm going to ask it, and I'm just going to go around the table here and give everybody a chance to say an answer. Okay, here is our first question. What does creativity mean to you? And I've given my co-host here a little bit of time to think about this. Logan, let's start with you.
It means to make stuff up or being together, creating stuff with your friends.
Mm-hmm. All right, Briggs, what does creativity mean to you?
Making an original thing and making it by yourself and having fun doing it.
Ooh, fun. That's an important part. Valerie, what does creativity mean to you?
It just means to be creative in your own way.
Ah, yes, everybody is different. You're right. Zoe?
It means to me when you make something in your own way and doesn't care what other people think.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you just can't care what other people think. Right. All right, Liam, what does it mean to you?
I think it means when you're expressing your feelings.
Ah, true, true. All right, Maddox, why don't you wrap this question up for us?
I think it's people making things, like people making things and writing things.
Ah, cool. Very cool. Valerie, this next question is for you. Is creativity a good thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because it means that you could create anything you want to be creative.
That is so true. Okay, This next question is for Logan, and it's kind of a scenario, so we'll have to listen a little bit. Here we go. Bob is having a hard time coming up with an idea for his business for shops. His dad tells him to get creative. Bob isn't sure what that means and starts to think that maybe he isn't the creative type. Okay, here's your question. What are some suggestions you can give Bob to help him with this problem?
You can tell him to make random things and decide which one you like the best.
Oh, so sometimes having some options, get brainstorming and then decide?
Yeah.
Ah, that's a good idea. Okay, this next question is for Briggs. Sometimes when we are being creative, we can get frustrated if things don't go as planned. What strategies can you use if you begin to feel frustrated? How can you help somebody else if you notice them getting frustrated?
You can pay attention to them and you can help them fix their problem.
Mm-hmm. By being a good listener, yeah. Helping them out. That's so true. Okay. Here's our next question. I think this one is for Maddox, right? Okay. What do you think it means to think outside the box? And I don't know if you thought of this part. What's something you've thought about that might be outside the box?
I think thinking outside the box means people doing things very creative. And one thing that I've done that's thinking outside the box is making different things for, like, different, like, toys for my dog.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, because dogs do need some exercise and they need to have fun with their toys. You've created some toys. Cool. Very cool. All right, Zoe, this question is for you. Who is someone that's really creative in your family?
I gotta say it's probably my grandpa because he likes to build his own things. And he made a chair with, like, logs and his own carvings.
Oh, wow. He is creative. That is just super cool. Thanks for that answer. All right. This last question is for Liam. How can you become more creative?
I think you can see creativity that people have already made and be inspired from it.
That's so true, that when you see other people being creative, it inspires you, which, just think about that in reverse. When other people see you being creative, they get inspired. Okay, Swathers, it is time for one of our favorite segments on the podcast, the joke segment. And Maddox is going to get us started.
Why do golfers wear two pairs of pants?
Why?
In case they get a hole in one.
Okay, Liam, you're next.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Why?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Okay, Briggs, you're next.
What do you call a boomerang that won't come back?
What?
A stick.
No. Okay, Logan, you're next.
What is brown and sticky?
What?
A stick.
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite one.
I see.
Okay, Valerie, you've got the next one.
Okay. What time is when the clock strikes 13?
What?
It's time to get a new clock.
All right, Zoe, bring it home for us.
What's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
What?
Finding a half a worm.
And that's all for our jokes this time. I promised that we would once again give a little time for some shout-outs. So now we're going to go around our table here in our cozy conference room recording studio. And Liam, why don't you get us started?
I'm going to give a shout out to Miss Stookie for being such a great teacher.
I'm going to give a shout out to my mom teaching kindergarten.
Oh, that was so nice, Maddox.
I'm going to give a shout out to my sister in first grade, Hazel.
Thanks, Logan. Briggs.
I'm going to give a shout-out to my buddy, Case and Landis.
Uh-huh, Valerie.
I'm going to give a shout-out to my buddy because I'm about to give a pair from middle school, and she's very nice.
Awesome. All right, Zoe, bring it home for us.
I'm going to give a shout out to my mom for working very hard for our family.
Oh, awesome. And that's all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew Podcast. We will be back next month with new co-hosts to talk about our new word,
courage.